A poster child for the state's problem with abandoned boats is at a shipyard in Seattle. The notorious Helena Star is being scrapped by Stabbert Maritime in Ballard. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe went to take a look at how and why the process is so complex and expensive.
The Helena Star was patched up and towed to Seattle last month from Tacoma, where it sank near the south end of the Hylobos waterway a year ago. It was tied to another derelict vessel, the Golden West, and sat there submerged for more than a year.
It's not every day you see barnacles on the top side of a boat.
That's Rory Mullen, the shipyard superintendent now overseeing the Helena Star's deconstruction. He says they don't think there's any oil left inside the massive rusty hull that's peeking out from behind a huge tarp here, but there are many toxins that have to be removed.
The three big ones are asbestos, PCBs, and lead paint.
To deal with the lead paint, they've just started something called needle gunning, in which they strip off narrow swaths along the lines where they plan to cut through the steel. This will keep the poisonous lead out of the air. It's a lengthy process made necessary by decades of neglect.
Certainly not the prettiest boat in the world. But, you know, scrap metal, scrap metal.
After it's cut into pieces, the remains will be barged to a recycling facility. The total bill for cleanup and recovery of the Helena Star and the Golden West is expected to exceed $2 million. And right now, it doesn't look like the state will be able to recover much of that cost from the last owner, who's being criminally charged for abandoning the vessels, but has declared bankruptcy. Last session, the state tightened its derelict vessel law to prevent future sales to owners who can't afford safe upkeep. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.